This is the P1 podcast for Sunday, June 22nd. Yay! I can't even move.
Oh my god, my back is like a waterfall.
Yes. We're getting exercise from my armpit sweat. We're swimming in it. Hey! 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 Ooh, the song makes me so happy. And I'm sweating hardcore. Look at this. Woo! So gross. It
smells like
patchouli oil.
Yeah.
It smells like body odor is what it smells like. But it smells like Dove underarm deodorant stuff.
Nice.
Like a dead Dove.
No.
Dude, wow. You're genius.
Danny's actually funny today.
That's
I'm
genius.
So surprised.
You're bringing it.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, my BO's really bad. I don't know if you know about this, too.
Oh, I didn't notice.
Yeah,
I am the reason why there's global warming right now. Because of the smog that comes out of my pit.
That's disgusting.
I personally doubled up on my deodorant for you guys today.
Thank you, Peaches.
You're welcome.
You're hot.
Thank you. So are you.
Well, literally, it's like hot in this room.
Oh, yes, it is.
Whew, well, it's a hot day in sunny San Diego, California. It's a hot day, and I got a hot mic, and we're ready to go. And today, some things are different with the P1 podcast.
Oh, man, talk about it.
Let's just get this out of the way. Okay.
What's different?
Well, two people quit. Not because of they hate us. They just had to not be a part of the podcast anymore. So Corman is no longer on the podcast because he is playing. Well, he's Mr. Mom now.
Yeah, he's got a family, which...
Yeah, no. The wife got another job, yeah. So he's Mr. Mom now. And then Nerd, he has inexplicably just not shown up today. I don't know what's up with that.
We know what's up with it, but we're just not going to talk about it.
Yeah,
so we'll just move. We'll just press on.
Yeah. It's all Danny's fault. The end.
Yes.
Okay, and so let's talk to our new friends who are on the podcast now. We have Miss P1 Peaches over here.
What up?
Hooray!
What up, guys?
Girl power. Girl power.
That's
estrogen,
right.
Estrogen.
Dude, twice the dose, twice the fun.
That's right. We got estrogen. So, Peaches,
yes,
welcome.
Thank you.
Oh, man.
She has been an active member of the site for a while.
Yes.
And I met her at the 28 Hour Show last year. She's real cool.
Yeah. I was sitting in your shade.
Yes.
And I didn't even know you were Quimby until somebody went, "Hey, Quimby." And I was like, "Holy crap, you're Quimby? I've been like
show
sitting in your shade all the time."
Yeah, I should have just used my P1 prowess and been like, "Move. Shade is not for you and your boyfriend, Corn Nut."
No, I mean, no.
Hard Nut, who is also our audience member today.
Yay.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Yay.
Yay.
He fed us all enchiladas, and now we're all going to just go pass out after
this podcast.
Yeah. Oh. My tummy can't hang.
They're delicious, dude.
They are. I think I had four of them.
Are you kidding me?
And there's three left, and I might have another one later.
Oh, no, I call one. I call one. I only got one.
I call the other one.
I will Greco-Roman wrestle you for it.
How about a game of Mario Kart?
Gross.
Well, then why don't you just give it to me?
Or Rochambeau.
Speaking of Greco-Roman wrestling, we've got another... We've added another young man to our podcast, and he goes by the name of... P1 Sanchaya.
Good morning, San Diego.
Yay!
Yes.
Sanjaya, you know what? You're the greatest ever.
Love it.
And Sanjaya, he used to be P1 Big D.
Oh, yes.
I like to pick on people for their other P1 names, and then one day he became Sanjaya.
Yeah, that was back in the apprentice days.
Yeah.
When I tried out, but failed.
Aww. See what happens when you sit next to two girls? That's what I was doing. I was sitting next to two girls, and all they did was just talk. You couldn't get a word in.
Oh, it's brutal.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, whatever. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, me and Peaches are not going to talk the whole time. I mean, like, you and me, we're not going to talk the whole time.
No way, dude.
We're not going to take over the show. It's not going to become the Quimby and Peaches Hour.
I'm not
like,
going to, yeah.
When we talk about the issues and we talk about things that are going on.
Yeah, we're going to talk about everything important.
We're going to talk it out. We're going to ask you about all of your feelings. I want to know everything.
Yeah.
What are you thinking right now?
I'm thinking that it's awesome that you and I are going to take over the show.
Yes, and like all we're going to do is talk about tampons and pads. And
yeah, and like periods. And like,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
And how
and
bad
we're
going to
talk
are.
About how our boobs hurt sometimes and mammograms.
Yeah.
Wow.
You guys like this? The whole show has changed now.
It is completely different.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Total airhead.
I mean,
dude, whatever. You guys know it's better.
There wouldn't even be a show without me.
Shut the hell up.
Oh my God, Quimby, you're so great.
Oh, yeah. Wait, we bet we still got Space Boy. He's still here. Yay!
I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah. Don't you ever leave me ever, ever. Wow, okay.
The computer audience loves you.
Yeah. Corn nut, thank you. Thank you.
No, please, please.
Okay.
No, stay seated, please. Thank you.
Keep going. No. And then there's this bomb over here who calls himself P1 Danny. Whatever.
Danny!
Okay.
Hi, Danny!
Hello.
Happy birthday!
It's not my birthday yet.
It is next week, though.
On Wednesday.
Danny will be the big 2.
P1 Danny from P1Site.com.
Happy birthday.
There you go.
To P1 Danny. I was calling to say happy birthday to P1 Scott.
Oh, there it is.
Wait.
Yeah, you want to talk about Danny calling in and failing.
Oh, my God.
He called in this week and told Sean that he's going to get AIDS and herpes.
Dude, that is why I do not call in. That was like the most failed call ever.
Danny tried so hard to do a bit.
I only got part of that,
cute.
So I didn't hear everything. What happened?
Dude,
tell me.
It was brutal. Like, I called in. Well, we were on the boards in the chat room, and everyone was telling me to call in because apparently Medic called in earlier, and he had said that he coughed on Sean.
Right.
And Sean was freaking out. And so I called in, and immediately Rob put me through, which I wasn't prepared for. So all of a sudden I'm on the air, and I have no clue what I'm about to talk about. So then I start saying how...
you have nothing to worry about except for AIDS, herpes simplex.
And then, like, they're all just, like, really quiet. And I was just like, oh, this is going bad. It's going bad. Then I'm like, yeah, he hasn't had an outbreak in 2 weeks. And that's when they hung up on me. It was bad.
Nice.
I, like, wrote them an email. I'm like, sorry.
Well, I'll give you props for that one.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. That's why I don't call in, dude. I'm not a good caller.
You filthy, stinky prostitute. You foul venereal disease carrying streetwalking whore.
It's okay, Danny. Your call was just as good as Cloverfield, so it's
okay. Oh, no.
Danny, we still like you because you created P1Site.com.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Right on.
We love it.
P1Site.com.
P1Site.com. What the hell just happened?
P1Site.com.
Is that you?
What the hell just happened? I missed it.
What the hell is this song? Wait. Back this train up.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Danny's not allowed to sing.
Who was that? Who is that?
I think he did a really good job.
I hate you so much.
Okay, well.
She's gonna break down and start crying.
Something's not right here.
Such better.
Much better.
Listen to those beautiful.
Oh my God. Smooth as velvet pipes on your
face. Harmony.
So good. Wow, Danny. See,
oh my God.
They were actually good. You guys were trying to shock me with this week's podcast, weren't you?
It was gonna be a completely different show if you weren't here.
Yeah, I was not supposed to be here, but crap happened. So here I am.
Oh, people are demanding the other version.
Mommy went to go drink her grown-up juice.
Yeah, I
want to
hear it. I want to hear it again.
You want to hear that one again?
Yeah, again.
This is Danny's P1Site.com song.
Yeah.
P1Site.
P1Site.com.
Oh my god.
P1Site.com.
Is that still me in the background?
That's all me.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's brutal.
That's rad.
That is creepy. Wow, Danny.
You sound 10 years younger right
oh,
now.
Oh, man.
That was really good. Stacy's over there crying. He's just so proud of it.
He's so proud of himself.
Took us, what, like 2 minutes to do?
Yeah.
Awesome.
P1Site.com. Here we are to talk about stuff on the site. Arr! So, all the events we planned, we canceled them.
yeah. Yes. Let's talk
it's
about
just,
that.
It's summer. It is really hard to get, like, a larger group of people together.
Well, yeah, and it's one thing, you know, it's I'm down for planning stuff, but when I plan stuff and 11 people say they're going to come and the day of, what is it, what was it, like 9 of them cancel on the day of.
It's crap.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, we're going to just hold off for a while.
Yeah, it's summer. I know everybody has stuff going on. And it seemed as though, like, the site we really peaked with a lot of, like, group stuff was around, like, the winter time and when football starts and all that fun stuff. So
stuff slows down at work.
Don't you worry. We'll get crazy again. But, I mean, we haven't even really seen a demand, really, for, like, that kind of crap. So if all of you guys want to hang out together, then why don't you, like, pick up the phone and call each other. Be friends.
Oh, no.
It's not fair.
Be cool. It is fair. It's life.
Rawr.
Okay. What the heck? Whoa. I didn't do this.
Ghost in the machine.
Yeah.
It's freaking me out. Let's see. There was another. Okay. I haven't been on the site in 2 days, and apparently I missed a lot.
Oh, you missed a lot, girl.
Yes. So apparently, Medic started a rumor about himself. He had gotten banned from the website because of his call to the Mikey Show, but in reality, that didn't happen. So, Danny.
Yeah.
What up with that?
Basically, I came over here to Space Boys Friday night to record that gem you just heard.
It's nice. A gem.
And apparently, Elliot Mom had just had a conversation with Medic, and he was complaining because I had banned him. Then Saturday afternoon, I get a phone call from Iron Man and LA Mom and LPG, they IM me, that apparently I had banned Medic and it was jacked up.
You're awful, dude.
Yeah.
You're a monster with big sharp teeth.
Complete dick.
Which would be really dick, but I missed that memo. You know, I forgot to ban him, so apparently he just forgot his password.
He forgot to ban him.
Yeah.
The topic was harsh.
Yes. So I started a topic because I was sick of the phone calls and IMs, and people kind of got upset because I called it nerd is a retard, and apparently people are very sensitive to the word retard.
Oh my tard. God. Whatever.
You're such a tard, Danny.
Yes.
For real.
So yeah.
Danny, save the drama for your mom.
Right?
Yeah.
So yeah, Medic locked himself out and he quit the site, which I'm sure he'll be back. I emailed him.
He is
him
a gay man.
I think things will be all right. So, yeah.
Well, as long as you keep playing those jobs, basically.
Yes.
You're just going to run him off.
As a fellow gay man.
Yeah, you are gay. I'm glad you know that.
Blank my blank and blank.
So you. I'm looking here. We got the V3 update. What up?
Since Nerd is unfortunately no longer with us, I've been doing a lot of the updating myself. Most of it is done. I'm about 90% done with the IE page, and you guys will be good to go pretty soon. We'll just give me some time. Give me about a week, and we'll be good.
Alrighty then.
Nice. Cool.
So some of the hot topics on the site. We got a I Give, which is in the movie section, and that one was started by Corman.
Did anyone go in there?
Yes, apparently Corman hates you, Danny. That's why he left the show for real.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did he give on? The fact that anytime he tries to talk stuff about movies, you beat him up, like the beating that you are?
Pretty much, yeah. Well, he started a topic called the 50 Top Manliest Movies of All Time.
Ah, yes.
Sanjay is laughing over there. And it was a lot of good movies, but there were some that were really bad. And there were a lot that were missing, like Gladiator wasn't in there, Ben-Hur, some of the very popular action movies, and so we started beating him up about it. Then some of the girls jumped in there, and had turns out they had seen more of the movies than the guys had.
That's right.
The final nail in the coffin for Corman. So he changed the topic to I Give, and he was over it.
Yeah, he's over you. Why do you think you know everything about movies, Danny? Gosh, you're only 20 years old.
Yes.
You haven't even seen, let's list off the movies. Space Boys, Start. What has Danny not seen that?
American Pie.
Oh, I've seen that.
Okay.
Shut your mouth.
Porky's.
I have not seen Porky's.
Have not seen that.
Porky's is an amazing movie.
It's like
broke
new
ground.
What other movies has Danny not seen? Danny, why do you think you know everything about movies? What gives you the right, Danny?
What?
To talk about movies. You don't know anything.
Batteries not included?
Yes.
Yeah, that's the greatest
Mac and
movie
me.
In life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mac
and me.
I just have that tape.
Is that the movie about Nerd and Steve Jobs?
Mac and me.
Oh. No.
Peaches, yes. You in the corner.
Yes, I'm being courteous to my host.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I would like, I can't believe I'm about to admit this. All the P1s are probably going to forsake me, but I have never seen The Goonies.
Ew.
Dude, I hadn't seen it until about a month ago.
No.
Dude, that's
like,
one of the
like
best movies
ago.
Out there, dude.
This is my wish, and I'm going to take it back. All of them.
Sloth.
I'm taking them all back.
That's right, Corey Feldman.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah.
I am familiar with that, though. And
baby.
Chunk.
Like, honestly, though, have you guys seen it recently? Like, I watched it, like, a few months ago, and it wasn't really funny.
So good. It wasn't meant to be, like, really funny.
I know for
it.
A fact.
Well, when you were back then, if you were a kid watching it,
that's
be good.
That's what I mean. It's like, as a
like,
grown-up.
To me, it was cool. Yeah.
I still love every second of it. I love the truffle shuffle.
Yes.
Dude, like, I know for a fact if I saw it now, I would not enjoy it.
Yeah, probably not.
I would not. And I just recently saw Labyrinth, and
so good.
And I actually semi-enjoyed Labyrinth, but only because of the freaky guys whose, like, heads pop off.
I don't like
them. Those.
Yeah.
Oh, and, like, David Bowie's big package in that movie.
Hey. Oh, my God.
That's
talk
all Danny
about
saw.
It.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Thank you,
hey.
Some of the topics in, or some of the movies that Corman missed in that I Give topic were... Casino, Saving Private Ryan,
Sucky.
The Program, Rudy, Remember the Titans, Star
Sucky.
Wars, Pulp Fiction, Once Upon a Time in the West, Young Guns, Chinatown, Tora, 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 and Blade Runner.
Remember the Titans was gay.
For real, gay. It's just another Denzel
that
Washington.
That was not a manly movie. That was like going to make you cry movie.
It's a football movie, though, like which is...
Still doesn't make it a man movie.
Okay.
You're flawed. Your list is flawed, Danny.
Whatever.
I say take it back.
Take them all back.
Take them all back. So there's another hot topic within movies. It's M. Night Shyamalan ding, long ding, dong ding versus Martin Scorsese.
Yes. That was an infuriating topic. Did anyone go in there?
I didn't really.
No.
Space.
I did not care.
Did you read it, Space Boy?
I don't like M. Night's movies. Didn't we talk about this a while ago? I said that like
we did. This was when Happening was first going to come out.
Yeah.
Eddie went on the show and he said that Martin Scorsese was just as good as M. Night Shyamalan.
Which is or the other way, M. Night was just as good as Scorsese.
Same thing. Like they're as good as each other, and that's blasphemy.
I think that they're both good directors. But it's just like M. Night has crappy stories.
M. Night has really good stories, but like the endings are always like the milkman did it, and it's like the word. It's like Scooby-Doo endings, dude.
Okay,
I'm
telling
you, Rob. Does Scorsese write his stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Does he?
As far as I know,
no.
Yeah.
Like he has help, but he's the director.
Well, because M. Night writes and directs, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be his problem.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, he's obviously a crappy writer, like George Lucas.
So maybe he ought to try making somebody else's movies, then he'd do a better job.
I'll send him that memo. What the hell was that?
It's so hot.
Sorry, I'm like airing him.
Oh my god.
No!
I am seeing way too much of Peach's stomach right now.
Oh, you know
we're
you like
sweating
it.
Our butts off.
Giggity.
It's still here, darn it.
Oh, get away from me, Quimby.
Another great topic, another great part of the forums, I think, is the video forums. Like, a lot of people share some really good YouTube stuff. Sanjaya does it all the time.
Yeah, I love it.
Dude, do you
my
like...
my favorite when I find...
Do you live on YouTube?
I do.
Yeah.
I have to find the stupidest, funniest thing or something, you know?
Yeah, Bolt posted a video called Damn iPod LOL. And I think I saw that, but I don't remember.
Laugh out loud.
What is this video about? Did anybody watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It's basically a imitation of the iPod commercials, but basically telling you how much they rip you off.
It's pretty hysterical.
Did you die laughing?
What?
Yeah.
Did I die
What's
laughing?
Happening? Yeah, did you?
Yeah, because I hate iPod, and it's...
You don't like iPods?
I don't like Apple in general. Like,
why are you sitting here on your MacBook then?
Thank you.
Because I got it cheaper than any other laptop I have ever paid for.
And what's so wrong with the iPod? The iPod is probably the greatest invention of the new millennia.
Yeah.
Why do you hate it?
It's pretty good. It's just paying like $400 for something that's going to be $200 the next day is kind of gay.
Well, that's the way it is with anything, though, and not just Apple products.
Yeah.
Yeah, like cars and PlayStation.
This is the song.
Oh, this is the... Let's give it a listen. Oh, my God.
1, 2, 3, 4, went on to the Apple store. Got myself an iPod that I paid $400 for. And just after my purchase was done,
yeah,
that's the gist of it. Was it from Saturday Night Live or something?
I think so, actually. I think it is, and it's basically the that new one, the 1, 2, 3, 4 by that one band. It's an imitation of their
Faced.
Yeah, whatever their band is.
It sounds like Amy Poehler singing the song. Am I correct in that?
Yeah, it does sound
sure.
like her.
I don't know.
Amy Poehler. She's a real skinny little white lady who was on Baby's Mama
and the mom from Mean Girls.
Yes.
From Mean Girls?
Yeah, she's Regina George's mom. Hello.
Yes. I will be able to tell you immediately who it is.
That looks like...
I can't even tell. Yeah, it's really easy to take it. Hold up.
Yes, I can...
It could be Amy Poehler. I don't know. That is Amy Poehler right there. Whatever. Video section, go there.
Check it
out.
I
make fun of Bolts all the time in that section. Like when he got something from AJ's Playhouse, I blew him up.
Did he really?
What are you doing listening to another morning show?
No
you are
way.
A traitor.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
What are you promoting?
What are you promoting? Yes. Your show?
Yes.
Way to go, you jerk. Terrible. Hey, you want to talk about a funny topic? Oh, Sanjaya. Sanjaya started the Your Mama jokes thread.
Oh, I love that, dude.
Right.
Way to go. Your mama's got a peg leg with a kickstand.
He had sex with my mama.
Little bored there?
I like it. You know what? Actually, Peaches and Carnut, they post on there too, Your Mama jokes.
That's right.
Yeah, Iron Man, you know?
The most simplest things are so funny.
Yeah, they are.
I love it.
Like, your mama has a glass eye with a fish in it.
What?
What?
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Your mother wears an afro with a chin strap? No? Anyone?
Anyone?
Damn it. No? Danny, come on. BFF.
Danny?
BFF?
Danny?
BFF. Why don't you give us an example, Sanjaya?
Your mama's so stupid, she sold her car for gas money.
Dude, that's probably, like, accurate.
Nowadays,
right, nowadays, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why that one had to go up.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord in heaven. So if you like mama jokes, go into random. Sanjaya is there for ya with your mother joke. Another hot thread was the P1 Nafina one, when the Celtics won.
Yeah. Once the Celtics won the championship, we went in there to celebrate Nafina since, you know, it was bound to happen. But I just went in there and typed in 18 and won. And that was pretty much it.
Yeah, too. Well, she doesn't even like basketball, so I thought that was funny that you guys started a thread. But a team she doesn't even care for.
Well, she's a Boston fan.
You know what I have to say about that? She gets very angry. Now, I'm going to with all due respect.
Oh, no.
P1,
oh,
Nafina,
no. Someone's going to get cut.
You move to San Diego, and you wonder why everybody talks trash to you because you like the Patriots. Well, welcome to San Diego. This is a... see, this is unacceptable. This microphone right here.
Because you keep bumping it.
But I'm not bumping it, though. I'm trying to just sit normal on the table, asshole.
I'm just trying to sit on the cable.
Yeah.
And you can cut all this because I'm going to say, shut the hell up, Danny. I have to put my elbows down on the thing. Hey, Mr. like Nazi ruler over here.
Quimby, I think Nafina is in the military.
Yeah.
So...
But she's not from Boston, though.
She lived there for like 3 years or something.
She lived there for 3 years, so now, and she loves the Red Sox and the Patriots now. But I say you move to San Diego. If you don't like the Chargers, well, then you're not okay with me.
That's right.
Okay? You come to my town. If you're for another team, I'm going to give you crap all the time. Just live with it. That's life.
That's right.
Right? Right? Like, if I go to Boston and I'm like, boo, Red Sox, I mean...
You would get shanked.
Yeah, I would probably get shanked and dragged behind a vehicle. So, I just have to say, with all due respect, Nafina, I mean, don't be surprised when we talk crap about your stupid Patriots and ugly Tom Brady and the deadbeat dad that he is and everything that is wrong with that team. Okay? We love you.
You good?
Cheaters. We love you a lot.
in another little place called A Place to Complain, we do have a site where you can go and cry your eyes out and have a little have a little cheese with your wine.
Medic.
Yeah, exactly.
Brutal. Brutal.
Peach has posted one called I Don't Wanna Know.
Oh, I didn't, you guys.
Yeah, for your jury duty. You were summoned.
Did you go?
Yeah, I did. And I was almost picked, dude.
No way.
Yeah, but because of my hatred for guns, of course I exaggerated, but because of my hatred of guns, I didn't get picked.
No way.
Dude, I was got picked as juror number 1 out of 50. Like, what are the freaking odds of that?
And they just ask you questions, right? Like, how do you feel about this and this?
Yeah, and I guess the case was about this guy that was off-roading on the prosecutor's property
because he is black.
No,
actually he was like Turkish, but like anyways,
he's a Negro.
Turkish.
Space boy, he was Turkish. But
hey boy,
okay, yeah,
Mustafa.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, that's actually accurate. He was the great Mustachio. And he, like, I guess this guy was, like, off-roading on the Turkish guy's property, and the Turkish guy bust out a gun, popped a few caps, and then a year and a half later, they're sitting in court.
No way.
But the Turkish guy was saying...
He deserved to die.
Exactly. The Turkish guy was saying, I had a right to fire at him because he was on my property. And I'm like, what the hell, guy? This isn't Texas. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But luckily... Real.
You should have went in there and just said, I hate the Turkish people. I hate eating turkey. I hate everything that starts with the letter T.
Yes.
Oh my god. But yeah, luckily I got off the case because I made it very clear that I'm against gun ownership, which isn't exactly true. I just wanted to get off the damn case.
Yeah, you just want to get out of there.
But yeah, and they were like, we would like to excuse juror number 1, and I was like,
that's funny.
See you later, like, suckers.
Moonwalked out of there
for real. Did a little jig on the way out.
I was like, ding, 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 ding.
I was so amped. I was like, see ya.
See, if I got up there, I'd be like, I hate puppies and babies. What's up now?
Brutal.
If you're black, you're guilty. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Pick me for the jury.
Mexican, too.
Yeah, I don't actually believe that, but that's what I would say to get off of a jury.
Sure.
No.
That's a bad... I don't even like turkey.
I don't even like
to eat it. It's a terrible
nation. Yeah, Thanksgiving is like the worst holiday ever because of that.
I hate you.
Awesome.
There is a place to complain for you on P1 site. Go there. Complain. That is your place to complain. If I see it anywhere else, I will ban you from the site. Just kidding.
Yes. Or I will talk to your brother and have him misplace your password.
Yeah.
I had brought something up to Danny, which I guess they were going to talk to today, that the About Today Show's thread is dead now, thanks to P1 site.
Yes.
I love it.
It sucks. Funny.
Thanks to who?
The chat room.
Okay, everybody goes in the chat room in the morning and like sits there and gibba gabbas.
That's why I'm all alone in there.
Yeah, nope, which yeah. I figured out that I can't get the chat from work, but I don't even want to be in there. There are too many people talking, trying to. It's like a whose D is bigger contest in there.
Oh no!
Constantly, like,
so true.
Can I top the other person? Because I'm so funny.
Have you ever seen a man's blank?
One time I did on accident. No, you guys should come back to about today's show thread. Like, people who are banned from chat at their works, they like to listen to some of the other things you guys have to say.
Well, I just can't concentrate fast enough. I know. I'm like,
everybody's trying to talk over each other and trying to be funnier. And I did it for a couple days, and then you know what? I am over P1 site chat in the morning.
Amen, sister.
It is too much for my brain to handle. Uh-huh. Oh, hey, girl. Can I get a cheers?
Oh, what? No. Here it comes.
Can I get a what?
This is a new podcast.
It's ironic because the two women are saying it's too much for their brains to handle.
Yeah.
I can believe that. It makes sense.
Yes, at 8 o'clock in the morning when I'm tired of listening to people I work with talk, so I don't want to see like 14 different conversations.
I'm sure it has to do with
like,
the time
look
of the
at
day.
Me, I'm so funny. I just said something funny about the Micah show.
P1 Lola can do
Step
that.
Step being a misogynist, Danny.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Misogynist.
Quit being a misogynist.
This is not going to be a good day for you. Oh, producer Rick, okay, everybody. Can I just say?
Yes.
Gay.
Oh, okay. No. Whoa.
He is a gay man.
What?
Rick. Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
what
he goes
now
by.
Call him Producer Rick. I heard BC say it on the BC and Clint afternoon drive home show.
I don't care. He's
and
always
I was
Blunder.
Like, what? He's not Budweiser. They should just call him Blunder for real.
Blunder. Dude. He will always be Blunder.
Oh, Space Boy. That was not appropriate.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. That was Ashley.
But now he is Producer Rick. I'm a very serious person because he's my real first name.
Yeah.
I am a producer. Respect me.
Are you fat?
That is true. When you mock somebody, you talk in that like deep voice.
You talk in the Robert Goulet voice.
You say, I demand respect. I want it and I need it.
Yes.
I'm not associated with those clowns, Mikey and Eddie, anymore.
I want to be on you.
I don't go out and do weird things like sit in a parking lot, okay? I produce stuff.
Danny, you look like you want to say
BC
something.
BC and Woody on the afternoon drive home.
Back 105.3.
On your masturbation station.
The lactation appreciation station.
There you go.
Which is kind of what's going on. But
and
like
then,
that.
Hey, you want to hear about the funniest thing I think Danny's ever done on the site?
Oh, no. Okay. I'm like looking at my notes and like nothing is about me. What are you talking about?
You're the funniest person alive. So there is a part of the forums in which it's like a website and forum issues for general issues. And See, like Danny totally threw me off.
All I need to do is like flash like a piece of paper in front of her for a second, and she just goes blank. You
know, saw
like,
something shiny.
It's so funny.
Oh, look at the pretty stuff.
Oh
over
my
here.
God,
butterflies. Okay, so there's a topic in the forums in which you can go there and you know let Danny know about any issues you're having with the website. And for a while there, I think we were all starting to notice that P1 JD and Coke always has something to say there for website issues. Like, I cannot access this in my Trivo PDF being geocaching.
On the interweb.
The buffering time is much too slow for my handheld.
On the face space.
Yeah, it's really weird. So, Danny, tell us what you did to that topic.
Well, since JD's the only one who ever posts in there, I just changed it to what's wrong with the site, JD?
Brilliant. So funny.
You're the smartest person alive. Yeah. And did JD like that, or did you get?
He wasn't a fan, but everyone else got a good laugh out of it.
Did you get a strongly worded private message?
No. JD's cool. He doesn't get all butthurt like some people.
Yeah,
that we know.
Some other people.
Yeah.
But we won't say any names at all.
No.
Hey. Oh Lord. Okay, and then Danny.
No.
I'm intrigued.
You're intrigued, okay?
Why is one of my topics P1 Site Player?
Because I don't know if some of you have ever checked it out, but I've been adding new music to it recently.
Like IE?
No. This isn't IE. This is all
CDs.
Yeah, just CDs.
Oh my
Justin
God.
Timberlake
didn't
was one
it.
Of them.
Quimby, he didn't get it.
What did I miss?
IE as in for example.
I said, Danny, could you tell us about some of the music on the site? And I said, IE, and he just goes, no. And
it's not Internet Explorer. I have to
YouTube.
I have to Buffer, and he goes into his nerd language.
You have to understand, I am a nerd, and when you say IE means Internet Explorer.
Yeah, I just said IE, and he just looked at me.
I got it, Quimby. I got
some
it.
Some of the albums on there are Nirvana's Strings Tribute, Starfield, which is very popular with Mikey recently, City in Color, Justin Timberlake, excuse me, and The War.
Who the hell is that?
The War?
Who are they?
They are the newest stuff that Mikey's been playing recently.
Mm-hmm.
If Spaceboy can pull it up on song one.
What do you want me to play?
The War. Just click on that.
Okay.
Over.
What about the City and the Color? What the hell is that?
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Hiding.
City and Color is some old school stuff that...
Sounds gay.
It kind of is, but Zeth introduced it to the show a while back, and it was pretty good.
Okay. It's okay. So, what about Death Cab? That also sounds gay.
Death
Cab. I want to be where soul meets body.
You guys
ah,
this
is The War?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know
oh,
this.
It's cool all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this isn't the gay Death Cab or City in Color. Oh, yeah, I could get into this.
He plays this, like, every day.
Yeah, he does.
I could get into this.
Yeah.
Very short album, 5 songs. It's a very unknown band, but yeah. I don't know if they're Christian.
I like how you put future love sex sounds. Future sex love sounds on the
PY if I put all the album covers as you haven't noticed yet.
Yeah, I haven't gone in there.
Yeah.
So wow, this war is awesome.
It's under the fandom section on the site.
This is groovy. I want to marry you. What the heck?
Are you satisfied?
You guys are crazy. Don't be singing. Yeah, they are a Christian band. Awesome.
Okay. Oh, well, I thought he was telling me to shut up. I'm like,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad you could read between the lines.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, Danny likes half awesome music, half gay music. Do you take requests as far as what you're gonna put up on the?
Yeah, if you want to. I mean, I honestly just listen to what's going on like what do they call it, bumper music?
Yeah.
This microphone sucks. We need to get that set up again.
Your
where
elbow,
it was, like, standing up
your
on
elbow
the
side. Is gay.
I keep watching you lean on it, and then I keep watching you deny it.
Yeah,
so okay.
Yeah.
No, I know I'm leaning on it, but I have to put my elbows somewhere.
Put them on your next to your side.
No, like I want to sit up. Don't tell me what to do. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Oh, hey.
You guys passing notes?
Stop passing notes. What is this, school? This is not school. So today, there's a little special surprise today here for you kids. We now have a P1 site song? Is that
No. It's the P1 song.
Okay.
Yes.
Danny wrote it down as P1 site song. It's fine. Okay, let's regroup. Okay. And P1 site song. So what... what's it about?
Oh, I'm having a freaking seizure over here. Can't handle it.
It's like you're a headbanger with no music.
Yes. I hear you have a P1 Sight song. Oh no, it's a Mikey Show song. Oh what, huh?
Yeah.
So P1 Sight song.
Jesus.
So hey.
Yeah. Been working on a song for a while. Wrote it a couple months ago, and I've been trying to get somebody to sing it. So this is a collaboration between myself and 3 vocalists. So what I did originally is I wrote it, I recorded all the music for it, and then I had to go out and seek out people who had the feel of the... Yes, Danny, question.
Now, you actually played the music yourself, except for the bass, right?
Yes, I played every instrument that you hear except for the bass.
Which is crazy.
And who did you solicit to sing?
Originally, I had either P1 Arturo Fuente or P1 Buckley.
Uh-huh.
Because the song required... a deep voice of a man's man, and I do not have a said voice.
Really?
So yes. So that was Danny. So when all was said and done, I had Arturo Fuente. Was the one I just said?
P1 Buckley.
P1 Buckley.
Oh.
And
no.
Had a Quimby moment. Sanjaya.
Oh,
look at that!
Had all three of these guys in the booth. So they all take turns.
Together right here.
And yeah, they all squeezed them all, squeezed them all in there.
They had to take their clothes off to
I
make
was in
more
the
room.
Back.
Of course you were in the back.
I love it.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so here's the P1 song. It is a spoof of the Mikey Show's favorite song, Rockstar by Nickelback.
Lovely.
For all 4 hours I'll listen to the show, and sometimes longer if I feel like going. 12 would be a pretty good day for me.
what I want.
When I play Woods Rock, I always win. And I love when Dr. Wayne calls in. I'll sit in my car at work and never want to leave.
Yeah, know the rules.
When I call and I turn my radio down, I get to my point. I know I'm not allowed to say my name or swear or cuss. I turn others on to the show. Blunder Bear story and Bauman and Woods.
Yeah, here, great, real sweet, real good.
Mancy works it. Full sky and one day hopes to be free.
Oh,
I love the sunburn story and the urine cured from a spray bottle, but at least it was her. And when Skinner admitted that one time Sky grew weed. Ashley's flooded apartment and the web bandit. And I tuned in for B-Rob's paternity scandal. And Eddie Stalker was a little too creepy for me.
Can't believe you didn't call.
Furry Sean Sean in a panda costume. And Zeph doesn't really speak too often. And I can't wait to pick my P1 name and maybe make it in the Hall of Fame. When I call and I turn my radio down, I get to my point. I know I'm not allowed to say my name or swear or cuss. I turn others on to the show because, hey, 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 I wanna be a P1. Hey, hey, I wanna be a P1.
Yeah!
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
So awesome.
So radical.
That was awesome. I loved it.
So radical. Wow. I'm so excited to know you.
So there it is.
Wow. That was great.
So what are the plans for the song?
I'm gonna email it to Mikey tonight.
Nice.
And you know, they might play it, they might not, so whatever.
Well, we have it here on the podcast, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So enjoy, P1s.
Yay. Are you guys gonna post it as an MP3 maybe on the site?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, we can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, we should do our own, like, P1 Bandit Best of CD. Stuff yeah. We like.
So articulate.
We're not even talking right now.
I know. Calm down. I mean, the other day, I was, like, having cramps, like, so bad. It was, like, really
oh
rough.
Oh, my God. Shut
so
up.
I was glad
like
I had...
wide-set vagina.
Yes.
Right?
Like, I'm so glad. I got my 800 milligram ibuprofen.
Oh, mammogram.
But the bloating is just the worst. Like,
oh, my God, dude. I was cramping so hard. I had to, like, freaking be in bed all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, but I ate a little chocolate, and I was, like, feeling, like, totally
How's
better.
It going over there, Space Boy?
I'm looking for drops to play to make me feel better.
Yeah. Well, it's all girl show now.
I see what you're doing, and I like it.
I bet you do, you little rock. Hey, I went and saw the Indigo Girls on Thursday, and I'm not gay.
Yeah.
Me and my friend had the same conversation while we were at that concert that we had a year ago at the concert, where she looks at me and she goes, you know, some of these girls, they don't look so bad. You know, I could, like, maybe kiss them, but I couldn't do all that other stuff. And I looked right at her and said, we had the same exact conversation
what?
Last year. Well, the Indigo Girls are very, they're a folk band. They're really, really good. Beautiful songs, music. But they are gay. And so their following is really gay. So is that 85% women?
You don't say.
Yeah, I don't say. So, Peaches, you're cute. And I could, like, kiss you, but all the other stuff I couldn't do.
Oh,
so,
thank
I'm glad
you.
To have you on the show today.
But we could do the rocket thing earlier. What were we doing when I was like, you were shooting me up on
oh,
your
Superman.
Leg?
Oh,
Superman!
Superman!
No. Like the Scissor Sisters?
Oh,
yes! Yes! You got me Indigo Girls! Yes! Oh, yeah!
I'm trying to tell you something.
This song is so gay and it's so good.
Maybe give me inside between black and white.
They were really big on the Little Affairs circuit. Everybody hates me. Okay. Thank you. I am not gay, nor have I ever been gay. I just wanted to share that with you.
I could kiss chicks, but I could never do the other stuff.
Yeah.
I'm almost over here wondering what other stuff that might be, but
the whole sexual stuff.
Like, like Carnot's little graphic. That
I
was
could
awesome.
Not. I could not be a scissor sister, as oh they.
Oh my god! How funny is that? For anyone who doesn't know, you just did this.
Oh, scissor me, Timbers.
Oh, it's too much.
Right.
So it was another great week of it was.
Oh my god!
Whoa. So moving right along, it was like speaking of gay stuff.
Yeah.
I love the Mikey Show. It was a great week on the Mikey Show. It's been a great last 2 weeks. They had the pizza contest and Flippin' Pizza. Those Flippin' Pizza guys, they won. So yay, Flippin' Pizza. I have no idea where they are.
They are in Carlsbad, San Marcos, that I know of. My buddy actually works there.
And do you like their pizza?
They're pretty good. If you ever go there, ask for their knots. They are really, it's basically dough wrapped around it in a little knot, but they're delicious.
Is it fried or is it baked?
Is it, I believe it is baked, I believe.
Does it have a sauce or just
and
bread?
It's got like a weird, maybe like a seasoning or like garlic or something like that.
That's flipping knots.
Flipping knots. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, they're pretty good. My buddy is not a P1 and he gave me S-word about it.
Yeah.
I almost cussed. Wow, I caught myself.
Nice recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But apparently his manager, who's a little bit higher above him, called in and overthrew his little judgment, and they won.
Well, see, pizza, the best pizza is very subjective.
It really is.
And it's per person. Like, you could tell me Flippin' Pizza is, like, the best pizza in the world, and I can say...
Pizza Port?
Aw, hell no. Y'all ain't ever been to Woodstock's down on...
That's right.
El Cajon Boulevard.
College.
Delicious.
Pizza Port.
That place used to keep me going on a late school night. But congratulations to them for winning that contest on the Mike Show. I mean, they did have the best pizza... on the number one radio show in San Diego, so that's
fucking good looking.
Even though sky judging any food at all is like ridiculous to me, okay? The lady doesn't eat a lot of stuff, and I don't see how she could be like a proper food judge.
Honey baked.
Yes, I love sky, but I am a big sky supporter.
And like
but
ham.
Oh my god, I cannot deal with the food pickiness. Like I just cannot deal with it. She's like, oh, I gotta pick this off. I gotta
confident.
What if the pizza was made of ham?
Oh, she'd be all over it. Like, making sweet love to it.
Yeah, but do you know, like, Danny's the exact same way? He's a big baby when it comes to food.
Why do you gotta say that?
Oh, my God. Like, I can totally see that.
We got him fried shrimp, and he was, like, eating it like this. Like,
are you
effing kidding me? He'd take a bite, and he's just like, we went to pick up sticks, and he didn't like orange chicken.
Oh, my God, dude.
It was not orange chicken.
It was orange chicken.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was. I will bet you $1 million that what you were eating was orange chicken.
No, it wasn't.
That was orange chicken.
No, it was not.
That was orange chicken.
What was it, Danny? Fried monkey balls or something crazy?
Just missed about.
Yeah,
and he's sitting there eating the orange chicken with this look on his face.
And he's the one who posted the thread about your yummy-looking sushi and talking about how, like, gross it was.
It was gross. It's fish eggs with wasabi on it.
With a little quail's egg on
it
top.
It looked like an eyeball.
That I have had.
Dude.
That I have never tried.
Quail's eggs are good if you just have them on their own with a little, like, ponzu sauce in there, a little lemon juice. Just
what do they taste like?
Cheese whiz.
It tastes, well, it does taste like
cheese whiz, apparently.
Not really.
Cheese whiz?
No, with the little, like, wasabi tapico inside the quail's egg and, and some ponzu.
No.
It's kind of like salty with a little bit of a lemon.
See, I can't
behind it.
No. I can't do the wasabi. Freaking Carnut, Mr. Nut over here, he can do like the full on like cup of wasabi.
Oh my god.
I'll eat it all day.
Open, swallow.
I cannot do it. I'm like too sensitive. I have like a freaking granule or grain of sand sized piece of wasabi and I'm like dying.
Wow.
No.
That's
thank
good
you.
Stuff. Also on the Mikey Show, P1 Jason, the P1 Jason, okay? No disrespect to any of the other P1 Jasons out here, but the P1 Jason with the license plate finally won trivia and got on the show.
Woo!
Yes, he was in guest on Friday. I didn't hear any of the Mikey Show on Friday.
And then we have P1 Jason.
Oh, yeah.
He killed it in trivia.
Yeah, I know that dude.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very interesting.
I remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Jason's 26, works in ad sales. Eddie, how do you remember? How do you know?
Oh, well, Mike. Oh.
What is this?
Back
what?
In the day, me and this guy used to party it up a little bit.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
You know the guy?
Yeah.
Like, personally?
Yeah.
Oh,
he's,
wow.
He's staying out quite a bit.
How do you guys know each other?
He would come out to different appearances and stuff like that, and we just started, you know, hanging out and going, me, him, and Rob. And
morning show stuff, right? And so this is since the morning show.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't like old days.
No. It was like Babes in Bikini and stuff like that.
He'd come out.
I'm drunk.
Like 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. Like one of the first times I overslept. Yeah.
Oh,
because,
boy.
We were doing Babe's Bikini, and that guy was buying everyone shots. Jason.
P1 Jason. He runs the Mikey Show MySpace page.
That's right.
Ah, oh, nice.
That's cool. Right, there's a Mikey Show MySpace page?
Yeah.
I made a MySpace page so I could hear, like your podcast
mm-hmm.
on my page, and then people started adding it, so I kind of spiced it up. And
mm-hmm.
Now it's like the official page.
I gotta check it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that MySpace page is really, really cool. He pulls the audio of some of the songs.
Yeah.
And so that's like the song that's playing when you log on to the site. And
exactly.
He has a bunch of them listed on there. Like,
it's so cool.
It's so much better than the MySpace group on MySpace because it's just a page, you know,
exactly.
With like stuff like that. And and Jason's like one of our big, you know.
He's
big,
awesome.
He's my favorite on the site too. He always finds good video and stuff.
Yeah. But, and he's definitely the party animal.
Oh, he is. Like, he has pictures on his page, old pictures of, like, Ash back in the day.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Doing
and
shots.
He used to party it up.
He'll go with Missy and go hang out at the Wave House
yep.
and, like, go have some cocktails up there. Like, Jason, you know, like, he may have his, you know, like, what people would think would be, like, hindrances for him. Like, you know, he's in a wheelchair and he's just, like, you know, he does everything else the rest of us does. He came
and
to
more.
Our first P1 event when we did it for the site.
Yeah, and he kissed me.
Yes. And everybody was so excited to see him there. He's
yeah.
a sweetheart. I love
no,
him.
No, he's awesome.
Let's see. Oh.
Well, don't forget to mention his license plate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That's what
he
he's
has a
important.
License plate that says P1 Jason. And when it kind of came up as this big deal is because Jason took it into an auto body shop
yep.
to get some work done. And they saw it said P1 Jason on his license plate. And it turned out the auto body shop guys were big P1s.
Yep.
So they hooked him up on the work. And,
yep.
like, ever since then, you know, like, his picture's on the Mikey Show website. It's one
with
of, like,
license plate.
Yeah. It's, like,
gnarly.
The default picture for...
I love it.
The P1 photos that are sent in. Jason's just an all-around good guy. If you haven't met him yet, like, he'll be out sometime.
Yeah, it's cool.
You can find him any bar in San Diego.
Yeah, it's cool because he can, like, he has that social, those social skills, but he's also a nerd when it comes to, like, video games and stuff.
Oh, yeah, he's good. He's really good. I love him. So, let's see. Last week, or was it the week before, Paparazzi had a open phones fail of sorts.
Oh, man. Did any of you guys listen to this stuff?
Nope.
No.
Oh, my God.
This is 3 minutes of audio, but it's worth it.
It totally is.
All right, here we go.
P1 Paparazzi is on the line. Uh-oh, Eddie's head straight back, eyes roll. Hello.
Okay.
Are you there, Paparazzi?
Yes, I am.
What can I do for you?
I got two things. One is I'm trying to figure out what the deal with Sky and the GPS. You spent maybe half a minute looking at it. GPS, you don't have to put a starting location. Your starting location is where your car is.
How about that? You don't even have to put in a starting location.
Can you not yell at me?
Why are you yelling at
her? At her at the top
wow.
of your
it asked for a start location. I tried to put my address in there. It wasn't there. And then I ended up getting lost everywhere following the stupid GPS. And then I said,
in a circle.
No,
lost.
Thank
yes, you. That is horrible.
I went everywhere and got lost
the
whole time.
Okay. The second thing is, did you guys hear about Ryan Seacrest supposedly having a show here?
No, I didn't, but I appreciate you advertising it.
Seriously?
This guy is... Get him
yeah,
off.
Kind of like, is he in both?
Oh,
come on.
Nice.
Eddie doesn't need
I mean,
today.
Come on,
Eddie. It's all right.
Bam.
I know.
Bam.
Okay, Eddie.
He doesn't need this.
For
the
forever.
Yeah, 900,000 people going, really? I'd like to hear that. Where can I find that?
That sounds very interesting.
I didn't know that. Listen, that was an advertisement. I think I'll
try to find
what
it.
Is the frequency?
I'll look around. And
what is the frequency?
Yeah, hey, guys, did you hear about any truth to that? Yeah. Hey, Mikey, did you know that DSC have been extraordinarily funny lately? It's a really great show. Yeah. They've added a new character, and that chainsaw's on fire.
Yeah, AJ will be delivering Angelina Jolie's twins this morning.
Yes. Nice. No. Yeah. Usually, I think it's happening now.
This guy is so good. She's so good.
She's the best.
Okay, so is this where he calls back? Do you have that clip?
Yeah,
so so paparazzi calls back, like, because he's like hating himself right now at this point.
It was, and it wasn't. It was like literally like a minute later, like a couple minutes later.
Nah,
he called
I think
back.
It was like the next break.
No, it wasn't. I pulled the audio myself. It was 3 minutes later.
Okay.
Oh,
so
damn.
Here's what happened. When paparazzi called back.
Rob, what's going on?
If you want to talk to paparazzi, call back.
Oh, come on. Eddie doesn't need this.
I want to hear it.
Bye.
Paparazzi.
Hey, when I brought that show up, it's not supposed to be during the same time slot as yours.
Why are you yelling?
Whoa, dude.
Yelling at us.
You're screaming into the phone. Please. What, paparazzi?
My purpose is I want to know why you guys can't be in L.A. at the same time. You know, if he can do it, why can't you guys?
Well, yeah, I know, but I wish that we didn't have to let the world know that he's on, you know, that he's competing, you know?
Well, he's a different time slot.
Oh, so you're, so, okay, so
or
in other words, you're...
Or there could be some overlap if... Yeah.
So we're, I guess, making this tough for Missy or BC and Clint or something, you know? I don't know when he's on, but... listen, who? So he's on, whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah, he's on, and I don't know why we can't do it. I would love to do it.
Because we don't host American Idol.
That could be it.
Thank you.
That could be it.
Loves
we would love to be on in Los Angeles.
We don't have a show on E! Either.
I think it would be great to be on in Los Angeles.
We didn't get a cameo and Knocked Up.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry.
He was good in that.
Did he really get a cameo and Knocked Up?
He's pretty good.
This guy's not a fan.
So he's like promoting some other
radio show. He came on and talked about Ryan Seacrest. On the Mikey Show, which is
he usually
dumb.
Calls in as that first call on morning phones, yeah. And I have to say, like, paparazzi, Brad, let me just proceed this with all due respect, respect,
with love,
okay? Wow. Paparazzi, stop it, okay? Stop it. Like, some of the topics you call in on are just not interesting at all.
Maybe that's why he calls in the morning, because there's no screening.
Yeah, and so I would say, paparazzi, here's what you need to do in the morning before you call in the show, okay? Why don't you text your idea to myself or to Spaceway over here, and we'll see what you're thinking about saying. And I don't care if it's 6 a.m., you know, I'm up in the morning, okay? You go ahead and shoot your idea over. You text that over to me, and me and Spaceway will let you know yay or nay, okay? And keep those phone calls down to about, you know, 1-2 times a week, okay?
The one who calls twice a day.
Hey, I only did that one time. Only one time. That was last week, and I was like, oh, geez. But it was funny, and they liked me both times.
No,
so.
Like, the thing about paparazzi, honestly, like, he gets a bad rap, but, like, me and him, like, talked for, like, 2 hours once in my house. And he's a really cool guy. He just doesn't get it sometimes, and the show kind of beats him
with
up about
it. With all due respect.
With love.
With love and caring and understanding, okay? Like... Think about it, okay? Make sure it's something, like, awesome you have to talk about. If it's not awesome, then don't pick up your phone and just go about your morning. Peaches, talk to me.
And please, I know it's the first time you met me and I'm cool to talk to and everything, but please do not interrupt Sky's mom when she drops the sunburn story at the 28-hour show.
Oh, brutal.
He was trying to talk to me, dude, when Sky's mom dropped the sunburn story at the 28-hour show, and I'm like, okay... Seriously, like, you need, like, care.
Yes, yes. You've already kind of brought yourself back up from the time you started IMing the show year on the 28-hour show. So, you know, let's not go backwards. Let's move forward, okay? And me and Spaceboy. I got a frog in my throat.
Oh my God.
Frog throat.
I had to, like, burp, but it didn't want to burp.
I have nothing to do with that frog in my throat.
Anyways, let's see. Carnut, no, our little audience member in here, Winky. He called in on Friday and blamed.
Oh my God, he's so great, you guys. Oh, I love him so much.
Is that what you're going to marry him?
Oh my God, you guys, I do love him.
Is that what your vows are going to be? Is that what your vows are going to be like?
Oh my God, I'm going to marry him.
I love it.
And he buys me bagels in the morning when I'm cranky.
That is a aww, handsome man.
So cute. So, Carnet called in and blamed the mortgage crisis on Beto.
Why you gotta be talking about my cousin, Queenbee?
Hey, Rosa, calm down. Listen, we got Beto's cousin. She stops by every once in a while.
You know, this is crap, man. You know, me and Beto, we're like the dynamic duo. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yeah, we know. We know. He's not been a very good influence on you, though.
No, I'm an influence on him. The no, reason why he is no, the way he is all because of me, Tia.
I don't think so, Rosa. Remember we talked about this. You're not even Mexican.
Dude, yeah, I am, dude.
Where did this accent come from?
I'm from Jalisco, Mexico, dude. I was born back in 1972.
No, you weren't. You were born at Mary Birch. You live in Escondido,
dude,
Rosa.
Dude, you don't even know, Tia Quimby. Quit trying to be all, like, cool like me.
I'm sorry. I can't be as cool as your 14-year-old
Hey,
Quimby,
remember when you bought me some Grey Goose?
No,
and we, like, went
no,
down
no, no,
to the gas lamp?
No.
And, like, that this one chick was trying to, like, get all up in our stuff. And I was like, yeah, Quimby, I got this. I got this. And I broke the bottle, and I was like, yeah, you want to go, Essa?
Okay, we need to let you stop watching TV after 10 o'clock at night. Rosa, it was
unacceptable.
Dude,
what are you talking about? I don't have a curfew. I'm 29.
Oh, Rosa. I'm going to be talking to your mother later.
Dude, whatever. I don't have a mom, all right? Both my parents died when I was, like, 15. I've had to take care of myself ever since.
I just talked to your mother, like, 2 hours ago.
Dude, whatever.
She asked me to tell you to come home when the streetlights come on.
Oh, okay. You know what, Tia Quimby? You don't even have an idea what you're talking about,
okay?
Rosa. I'm going to get out one of the razor blades I have in my ponytail and I'm gonna like shake it.
Rosa, no, listen, I'm telling you, I'm gonna call your mother and have her stop Showtime from being played in your home. You've been obviously watching too many.
Dude,
shoot,
the only thing
we're gonna block the History Channel.
The only thing I watch on Showtime is porno with my boyfriend.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay.
And then we get down and then we don't. No rubbers, never, dude.
Okay, Rosa, I need you to go sit back downstairs. I'm gonna drive you home later.
Okay, whatever. I'm gonna go get a 40. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, Rosa, thank you. Okay,
dude, what was up
that
with that?
That was Rosa. She's an interesting young lady. She's white and she talks like that. I don't know.
I know.
That
she's like the whitest white girl ever.
I know. I mean, I was there when she was born. A healthy 7 pounds, 8 ounces. Like, normal
no
baby.
No way, Tia Quimby. I was a crack baby.
Hey, Rosa. That's what I tell you. Get back downstairs. Go away
okay,
from me.
Okay, I kicked her out, guys. She's gone.
Oh, my God. She's so weird. She's so weird.
Crack baby.
Okay, so the other morning I woke up and discovered that I was a Mikey moment last Friday.
Right on.
That was crazy. Danny, okay, first off.
Oh, no.
Like, they,
oh,
I guess
no.
I had missed this, but they had stopped on Thursday. They had started talking about how Sean went to the doctor to get some blood work done or whatever as a result of that phone call from P1 Medic. Medic called in and said he sneezed and got blood all over the back of
Sean.
Talk about
it. Talk about it.
So, Danny calls in first. And, oh my gosh. Danny just made things really, really worse.
Did not help.
He made it really worse. He told.
I tried to.
He told Sean he was going to get AIDS.
No,
and
I said,
herpes.
I said Medic had AIDS. I didn't say he was going to get it.
Yeah, but you. Yeah. So Danny kind of made it worse. And Danny got hung up on.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ban you from the site now, Danny.
Yeah.
A terrible phone call.
Yeah, please don't.
And then I called in because I was on the site and I found exactly what Medic had said he had done to Sean. And Danny, stop making faces at the camera. Danny's
okay.
Making faces on our live feed right now. It's funny. So I guess I was a Mikey Show moment. They played it on Friday, like me reading what Medic had wrote on the site.
The official transcripts.
Yes.
Called it.
Oh, yes. The official transcripts.
Cut 27.
Cut 27.
The Mikey Show. Here's another Mikey moment.
P1 Quimby is on the line.
I have the transcript of what happened.
Please, Quimby.
This kid says he wanted to anger Sean by coughing on him, and Eddie said that I should. Well, on accident, I sneezed instead of coughing, and I got blood on the back of his shirt.
Wouldn't Sean notice blood on the back of his shirt?
Oh, of course
he would.
And
it depends. I have my Hawaiian shirt on that day.
Again, Sean, you need an open sore to get AIDS.
Of course. Of course.
Well, how about an open Hawaiian shirt?
However, excuse me.
The Mikey Show continues. That's so weird. I woke up on Friday morning. I was like, huh? What the heck is going on here? I'm almost as famous as Sanjaya. Sanjaya's on the radio all the time.
Sign autographs later.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like being in heaven.
That's the gayest commercial ever.
Like, what's up, dude?
Tag it.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh, even
you got another man in that bed with you?
Yes.
I'm going to be famous like San Jizzle for Shizzle. You're so cute. Sanjaya calls in a lot, too. But that Thursday was the first time I ever called in two times in one day. Mm-hmm. So I called in at the end of the show because I was in the chat room, you know, checking it out. And a lot of people were like, oh, we want Brule's Rules. We want to hear Brule's Rules. And they were talking about some, like, heavy stuff. And so I just called and said, hey, you know, to lighten it up, let's listen to some Brule's Rules. And I said it was from the chat room. And then Eddie started giving me crap. He was like, yeah, right. This didn't come from the chat room. I'm like, yes, it did, Eddie. Yes, it did. And we started going back and forth. And I told him, why don't you go tell somebody to go sneeze on Sean again?
Oh, yeah. F.
It was good times.
Awesome.
But I didn't get in trouble for it. It was actually, it was okay. And Rob told me about 15 times not to say my name when I called him the other day. You people out there who listen to Mikey's show, stop saying your name when Mikey says we have P1 blah, blah, blah on the show.
Yeah.
Like, we have P1 Danny here.
Hi, this is P1 Danny.
No!
Oh, my God, I hate it.
From P1site.com.
Yeah, you're going to get Rob in trouble. So, hey, everybody, practice on your trivia. Call in and be good. And don't say your name because Rob could get in trouble. And Rob's already already in a world of hurt with his teeth. He ran out of pain meds?
Dude, yeah, he ran out of pain meds. And then, yeah, it was like a bad surgery on top of that, though. Did you hear about it?
Did he go to Mexico or something?
Sound like it. Like, when they were pulling out his wisdom teeth, they had to break them rip them out in pieces. Or pull it out in pieces.
Oh, dude.
The same thing happened to you, Carnot, over there?
Oh, yes? No. His wisdom teeth. Wow. Yeah, and the thing about it wouldn't have been as bad, he said, but the numbing medication that they gave him kept wearing off.
Oh, dude, don't even tell me that.
In the middle of the surgery. So he, like, halfway through it would keep feeling it. Like, even like in the middle of it, he'd feel like the pinch.
Oh, and your teeth are so super sensitive. There's so many nerves in your teeth.
So they had to numb him a total of 4 times, I think he said.
Oh, dude.
And then on top of that, his jawbone was too big, so they had to grind a piece of it down. It was fantastic.
That is the palm prong pulling out of, like, Pastor Chris's toe.
Or the coral growing inside the lady's knee.
Heard that back. I finally listened to the audio because I missed that day.
No way.
Big Mike's. It was Big Mike's ex-wife.
That D Big Mike called in and said that. I will say it right here, right now. Big Mike is a D. Nice.
Whoa. Wow. Be nice. He's a friend of mine and I love him.
No, but I'm not saying it's you're he not just, allowed to be
things just got out of hand on the site, and that is another lesson, ladies and gentlemen, that if you're going to date somebody that you actually met from P1 site, let's not bring your relationship onto the site.
Oh, is he the one that did that too?
Not what you're thinking about.
Oh, I'm thinking it's okay, shut up, Peaches. Okay.
Like, if you're going to have a love connection on the site, I would say keep it off the boards for a little while.
But I love talking about my boyfriend on the website.
Well, you guys are already established prior.
Yeah, you guys were already good before.
I'm just saying, like, if you go have a one-night stand with some girl from p1site.com, or maybe you have a PM sex, cyber sex, whatever.
PM sex? Oh, my God. That is so lame.
Do not bring it on the board, okay? It's not the place to talk about it.
Just need the typing sound effect and be like, oh, my God. I'm so turned on right now.
Oh, wow. No.
How, What are you wearing right now?
Again?
I'm wearing my P1 t-shirt, and that's all.
Please pull down your underpants.
Oh, no. Yes, this is not the sex connection. It
Thank
is
you.
The P1 site where people, like, have fun and...
But dude. I do have a P1 eHarmony under copyright.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
All dude, right.
You know, like, my P1 name is apparently, like... a really popular, like, porn star name, like, for Asian chicks. Like, I typed in peaches, right, because I wanted to find, like, when I originally signed up for the site, I wanted to, like, find, like, a peach for my avatar, right? And I found, like, all these, like, naked Asian chicks, like, all over.
No way.
And I look at Danny's Google peaches, dude. I swear to God, all these naked chicks will pop up.
That avatar that I showed you was Princess Peaches from the Mario Kart.
Oh, I loved it.
Or whatever.
I loved it. It was
Here
the prettiest...
we go!
Yeah, it was the prettiest picture of Princess Peaches I've ever seen.
Oh my God!
Ah! I told you.
Turn it off. There's vajayjay everywhere.
Dude, I told you, vages everywhere.
Everyone is surrounding my computer. Oh my God!
There's vages everywhere.
Dude, like, what the hell is up with that?
This is a family show.
Told you,
not anymore.
No. That's now everybody's going to Google Peaches and watch that all the naked bitches pop up.
Peaches is actually a really good singer from, like, Canada. Like, she does, like, electronica pop.
Yeah, I've heard of her.
She's really, really good.
Yeah.
Okay, enough and of this. Whore. Turn it off, Danny.
Sorry, I didn't mean to open the can of worms.
Yeah, this is from the guy. He won't turn off the pictures. The guy who doesn't think about porno ever.
Oh, bull crap.
Never, ever thinks
bull
about
crap.
Porn. He just watches it, and it's never a thought in his mind.
Hey,
ever
I told
again.
You. I don't think about it after I look at it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
Dude, that's crap.
You're Space. Still full of lies.
It's like after you drink a glass of orange juice, are you thinking about the orange juice all day long?
You think about it late in the day like that.
Not
orange
really.
Really? Really, you think about that orange juice later in the day?
Yes.
You're no, right. You get a new one.
That's right.
Yeah.
So you have thirsty. To think about porn to, like, pick it up and put it in the VCR.
No, you do not.
Thank
DVD
you.
You have yeah, to actually think about
you.
It.
In the VCR.
Dude, what,
yes.
What?
Yeah. Back in 1982. Hello.
Hello.
Come on. You know some of the best pornos are on, like, VHS.
Yes. You know, Danny just accidentally, like, knocks it over
Bush.
In his room and says, I haven't even been thinking about this.
Oh,
let me take this
yeah.
porn and put it in. Because I'm never going to think about it ever again.
Brutal.
I just watch it one time.
Oh, peaches.
Gross.
10 years ago, I found a porno in the back of my grandma's truck.
Oh, my God.
Cabin fever, what up?
It was really old VHS. I watched it.
Oh, no.
Sexual
it was like
friends.
1970s.
Catching stabbing.
Yeah.
Flies going around, like, in this barn where they set up inside a barn.
Oh, my God.
You can hear the flies in the background.
It's like homemade. That's crazy.
It's old school.
Oh, Space Girl is the man. Best.
Space Wife That's just awesome. Brought us waters and tasty treats.
Oh, you are awesome.
Never but please. P1 Space Girl.
Don't worry about it. That's cool.
Can I have a water?
Mammy, please, baby. Mammy, please,
yeah,
Space
please.
Girl. Love you.
Yeah,
love
first
me,
porno
please.
I ever Space saw girl. Was like this one called Sensual Friends, and it like actually kind of had a plot line.
It's actually pretty good.
Yeah, dude, the girls like it was funny. Like, where's the freakiest place you've ever done it? And it would go back on this flashback, like, and it would show them.
That's creepy, but Danny never thinks about porn, so let's not
no,
even talk
he
about
doesn't.
It.
He's probably not even.
Because then he might start thinking. He's not even thinking about any porn he's watched at all.
No, never.
Oh my gosh.
Save kidding. That clip.
Yes. Yes.
That was really creepy. And I liked it. All right. I think we've covered it all this week, kids. We have two new members for the P1 podcast.
Yay.
Yay.
So please don't
Yay.
Ever bail on us and always be available to us whenever we need to.
Yay!
Do not have any babies. Yay. Forget your wedding. You can
oh,
never
no.
have your children. You can never watch them ever again. You can't do anything. Okay.
We actually might have a tentative date for the wedding, actually.
OMG.
No way.
Woo!
That's cool.
I can't wait for you two to get married and watch Ronnie cry.
Oh, no, he's going to. Oh, my God. He's going to bawl his eyes out at
yes.
the sight of me.
I'll get you a kerchief.
A kerchief? Like in Blunder and the Boy Scouts, a kerchief?
Yes, I'll get you a kerchief in which for you to cry upon.
And the little shoes that look like cleats?
Yes.
But this, so who knows? The whole, what we do on the podcast may change, you know? So this is a day of change for the people on the podcast.
Is this really that hard to coordinate?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. We were supposed to do this. We're trying to take pictures here.
Oh, my God.
We're
yeah.
being, we're being yes. weird.
So are me and San Jizzle, like, official, or like what's going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, no,
we have to get
everybody
jumped
else
in?
Quit. It,
yeah, we'll do that after the show. I got a couple bats and boards on the back.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We'll initiate you fully.
Gang bang, like what up?
No. Oh,
that was plan two.
Well, no, no.
That's what the bat is for.
But you use lube on me, please.
Oh my god.
Whoa. I almost lost it.
Danny
this
almost
is the
choked.
Most raunchiest.
I almost spit all over my computer, dude. That was bad.
Oh my
god. Oh my god, you guys want to hear my Danny impression? Like really
no,
quick?
No,
yes,
no,
yes.
No, 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 no.
Before
okay.
we go,
okay.
I need to hear
okay.
this.
Okay, well, Quimmy, say something funny.
That's impossible.
Ew.
I need to be set up.
Okay. Danny.
Your mom is so fat, her blood type is ragu.
Oh my god, that's so funny. So epic funny. Told you it was so accurate, right?
Whatever. We're Danny. I'm Danny. I don't want to listen to anybody.
Whatever.
I hate all of you on the site. I'm going to ban you for a bad phone call.
Danny
Stop
loves
it.
Cloverfield.
Stop it.
Shut up.
Danny loves Cloverfield.
Oh my god. He wants, if Cloverfield was a person, he'd make sweet love to it.
You put the Cloverfield and the iPhone together, and it's Danny's like most favorite invention ever.
Oh, yes. By the props to
what is
the
that?
Cloverfield.
You get freaking pimp slap.
No.
Props yeah, to Space Boy.
What
a five
finger set of the face.
Oh, dude. And Space Boy actually
you
created
guys
the eye
smell
Bible.
That? It's so gross.
Yeah.
That's your armpits.
Well, all right. I say it's time to just wrap this
no,
thing
that
up.
No, it is so much
yep.
fun.
You guys, this has been a really great podcast, and I love
it's almost
all
dark.
Of you.
Yeah, yeah,
I hope you all have a very fantabulous week and tune into the Mikey Show because they're going to go on vacation soon. You need to get it while you can. Our next podcast will be on the 4th of July holiday weekend.
All right.
So I love Yee! You guys. Thank you for joining us this week. And be kind to yourselves and each other. Love you, Jerry Springer.
Welcome, Sanjaya. Welcome, Peaches.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. It's awesome.